currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Hi, my name is Erica Sanford, and welcome to Currently Kirkland, coming to you every week with the latest in what's going on in Kirkland. Thinking of building green? Let the city's green building team help if you are considering building new, remodeling, or are wondering how you can make your home or building more energy efficient. Team members are professionals from the planning, building, and public works departments who are all accredited by LEED, an internationally recognized third-party certification system that is a program of the U.S. Green Building Council. To get started, visit the Enhanced Green Building webpage below. While on the website, check out the new time-saving feature that allows you to schedule a green building consultation online.
I'm with the Kirkland Youth Council, and today we're at the holiday brunch, the 9th annual holiday brunch, and we're sitting here and talking and feeding the seniors here and getting to know all of them better.
Teens cooked, served brunch, and then hung out with seniors at the Kirkland Youth Council 9th annual holiday brunch. This community service project took place on December 4th at the Peter Kirk Community Center. 30 teens and about 45 seniors spent the afternoon forging relationships and bridging the generational gap. For more information on Kirkland's Youth Council or Senior Council, go to the City of Kirkland homepage and in the search box type in Youth Council or Senior Council. The Kirkland Library expansion is done, and it seems all of Kirkland attended the grand opening festivities. Our neighborhood correspondent, Will McAllister, brings us this story.
Welcome to the reopening of the Kirkland Library, everyone. Thank you all for being here this morning.
It's going to knock your socks off, I guarantee it. This is the best-looking library I've seen in two states. We are happy to be here to share your joy and your happiness and your pride.
Everyone will want to come to this library and really experience this gift that Kirkland has.
They're the kind of buildings that invite everybody in.
When you walk through these doors, you're going to be so impressed.
Today, the Kirkland Library returns to our lives. It is beautiful, informative, versatile, and ever important.
Good morning. I'm Will McAllister. It's a beautiful Saturday morning here in downtown Kirkland, and I'm here for the grand opening of the remodeled Kirkland Library. We've had ribbons cut. We've had lots of speeches. We've got lots of people. But now inquiring minds want to know, what are the big changes inside? Let's go in and check it out. We talked to lots of visitors. All of them were glad to see this day arrive.
Well, I've been a very frequent visitor at this library, really enjoying it, missing its presence.
Yes.
And the light and airy part of it is the thing that I notice the most, and this wonderful sitting area over here.
Excellent.
So on the high ceilings, it's beautifully rendered. Re-rendered.
They have an expanded children's section, and of course that's our world right now. And it's just a very comfortable place to be.
When I walked in, it was way bigger and a little bit nicer.
Well, I just thought it was beautiful and that the lighting was really pretty coming from the new end where they put up the big, beautiful windows, and it feels nice.
My first impression, just how spacious, how open, how bright it was. We were very impressed.
Okay.
Beautiful.
I'm kind of a picky reader, but when I read a book that I like, I just read a lot. I really like the Emily Winsnapped, Liz
okay.
Kelser, Jeannie B. Jones. Yeah, that's pretty much the book tell.
It's totally amazing. You know, the kids' section is just great. You know, they have the little computers here. My boy loves coming to the library. So does my daughter.
It's impressive. I like the high ceilings and exposed beams and wood.
I was really amazed with what they've done here. I mean, it's amazing to see, like, to think about where the old library ended, and then you look out and there's even more library, which is just great. And all these people here, I don't think I've ever seen the library this busy. And I hope that the interest continues.
It's very nice and airy and open, and I can't wait to really explore it and see what all there is.
Well, it's actually rather impressive, isn't it? I like the artwork. Actually, I like the whole new library here. Done a very good job. It's quite something to be proud of.
I think it's absolutely beautiful. It's been a long time coming, and I think it's gorgeous.
Worth the wait.
We asked Bill Ptasek, director of the King County Library System, for his impressions of the remodeled library and its impact on the city of Kirkland.
Kirkland, in many ways, set the standard for this whole concept of library as being a place. People wanted to come to the library to experience community. The acoustics throughout the building are so much better. It means that more people can be here doing more things, more interaction can take place, and at the same time, it will be less disruptive than it was in the past. It is that positive experience that we want to have, that intellectual adventure that we want everybody to have when they come into a King County library, especially the Kirkland Library.
Elsa Steele, managing librarian for the Kirkland Library, shares her thoughts about the remodeled library's impact on visitors.
And it should free us up in a way that we're better able to come out onto the floor and help people, because in a building like this, when we reopen in a community that really loves their library, mm-hmm. we're going to see more people. Mm-hmm. Inside of that better space, the space that you can now see through all the way to the back, we have all kinds of signage to help the shy find what they're looking for in the library. So I think we'll just be better able to help people.
But not everyone was here for the cookies, popcorn, and face painting. Some people had things they needed to accomplish.
Let me go put the cookies down and then I'll show you, okay? I'll be right back. You want to help me with this?
Well, we're working our way through it.
I'm going to have to look a little bit to find exactly what we need for you here.
I'm going to try and find something that's going to work for them. Trying to find a book on how to keep germs alive.
My dad's a scientist, and, well, he's kind of interested in germs, so, yeah, I'm kind of teaching how to feed them.
Most of your books are not about how to keep germs alive. We're trying to find some things about how to cultivate germs. Petri dishes for third or fourth grade level, so we've got a little project going here.
Well, it's been a great day, and the city of Kirkland can justifiably be proud of its newly remodeled city library. So put it on your calendar, come on downtown, and check it out.
For more information, go to kcls.org. Our neighborhood correspondent, Will McAllister, lives in the Moss Bay neighborhood. From time to time, he'll bring us stories and announcements from the Moss Bay neighborhood. After 15 years, Kirkland's Fish Cafe is closing its doors. Their last day is Saturday, December 19th. The slow economy, a shift in business to the newly developed Bellevue dining establishments, and the desire to remodel are factors in the decision. Owners are evaluating a number of options for the remodeled space and are considering a private event area that would accommodate up to 200 people. New hours of operation for the Houghton Transfer Station take effect January 2, 2010. The Houghton Transfer Station will be open half an hour longer on the weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Weekend hours will remain the same at 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. For more information, go to your.kingcounty.gov/solid waste. This year, the city's Public Works Department completed several capital improvement projects. These include improvements to 124th Avenue and 124th Street, water and sewer main replacements, and sidewalk repair and installation. Your patience is greatly appreciated. For those of you who were impacted by construction activities, the city would like to hear from you. There is an online survey to receive feedback on communications efforts. You can go to the City of Kirkland homepage and in the search box type CIP feedback. Or call 425-587-3838. Crews working on three separate projects along the SR 520 corridor between Medina and Redmond are ramping up nighttime work, and that means 20 days of closures and delays for drivers. Drivers might be caught off guard, so please visit www.wsdot.wa.gov and in the search box type in 520 projects for more information. The first holiday craft show took place on December 5th and 6th at the North Kirkland Community Center. 41 booths featured the work of local artists and craftsmen.
Yeah, we're having a difficult time because we want to buy something at every booth.
This is homemade quality artisan craftsmanship.
Oh yeah, I love the handmade stuff because it's always fun to see, yeah, people's different talents and their creations.
Shoppers were able to find one-of-a-kind gifts, fine jewelry, gourmet treats, holiday decor, and more. Craft show organizers plan to bring back the craft show next year. If you missed the craft show, don't worry. You have a few more weeks to do that Christmas shopping, and you don't have to go far when you can shop local in downtown Kirkland. You can go to kirklandfirst.org to find the latest updates for downtown Kirkland events. Then go to the business directory and select the retail link. There you can find information about specific businesses, including their hours, website, address, and if there are any sales. If you're interested in attending the next Kirkland City Council meeting, here's what's on the agenda: a discussion on annexation, a public hearing on school impact fees, and final property levy tax adoption. The meeting will be held on Tuesday, December 15th at City Hall at 7:30 p.m. Or you can access the meeting in any of our programs on the web. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have a news tip, suggestion, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. You can also go to explorekirkland.org for all Kirkland City holiday events, and be sure to check out our Christmas show in 2 weeks, where we will bring you the highlights of November's Christmas tree lighting and gingerbread competition. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.